about us. And when he came into our lives, you know what came in? Love. Love for God and man. Now watch. Now that's what the Christian life is. Jesus said in John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. Somebody says, you Maguanapico people are real conservative. Aren't you like Rick Flanders, kind of right-wing extremists? You're radical. You won't do this. You won't do that. I won't smoke. I don't chew. I don't run with them that do. Is that who you are? No, the Christian life isn't about rules. The Christian life is about love. You know what? Every day it is. I love you, Jesus. Anything you want done? And if the Lord Jesus even hints that there's something in my life he doesn't like, I get rid of it. Why would you do that? Are you scared of him? No, I love him. You know, he gives me an indication. You know what? I don't care for that thing. I don't like that thing you do. I'll say, okay, it's gone. That's the Christian life. And it's not about anything but love. The love that came into my heart when I got saved. And you know what? All of a sudden, born again, I loved him. And I still do. Still do. Now watch. Love makes a gigantic difference. You study John 14 and John 15. You'll see how the love of God came down from the Father to the Son to me and through me to you. And 1 John calls it the love of God perfected the progress all the way to completion. And the Bible says, perfect love. Do you know this? Perfect love casteth out fear. And you know what? When I love him enough to let him have his way and to let his love flow through me to you, did you know that it's a great life? And you know what? The Bible says that I have no fear because his love has made me complete. It's all about love. Now watch this, including my trials. Do you know why I trust him? Why I have confident expectation? Why I know that he's going to come through for me? Do you know what gives me hope? I love him. I love him. What if I hope? What if somebody came to my wife and said, well, you like Rick, don't you? Well, yes, I love him. Oh, you do. Well, how do you know that he isn't holding out on you? How do you know that he isn't making a whole lot more money and putting it in his pocket and not giving any of it to you? You know, how do you know he is who he claims? Well, you know one reason why I feel like I do about her and she does about me is because we love each other. And the very idea that Rick is lying to me, covering up, won't keep his promises, is contrary to love. Now, okay, devil, talk to me about my father. He'd like to talk to you about your father. You know, you're a fool. You know, you depend so much on the Bible. You think God's going to be good to you. Well, God really isn't. That's what he told Adam and Eve. He said, you know, your creator doesn't really have your best interest in mind. You need to defy him and you'll be a god. You know what they should have said? They should have said, out of here, devil! We not only revere him, we love him! And love is contrary to the idea of doubting or giving up on him. And you know what? Christians experience hope based on love. Wow. Love, the love of God perfected, makes our life just about like being in heaven. It casts out fear. You're able to say to the devil, you can't tell me he doesn't love me or that he's going to abandon me. No, I got it right here. You know what it is? I love him. You know, if it didn't turn out so well, if I loved him and I said I'll do anything, then I thought he led me to be a missionary. Then he paid my bills through college and I went to the mission field and I went over there and the Muga Muga people killed me. You might call me a fool, but I don't think I'm a fool. I would do a lot more for him because I love him. I can't tell you how much I love him. It's a divine love he put in my heart. The Holy Ghost for the Father and Son. That's where I am. No, you might say, you know, you stuck your neck out on that, boy. You know what? At the missions conference, you decided to write a big check so that they could build this orphanage. Don't you think you're a little bit dumb that you did that? Did you know what the love of God inside you says this? Do you know what? If I'm on the street starving, I'll never regret that check. Because I gave it to him because I love him. I love him. Him and me is a love relationship. He loves me more than I love him, but I absolutely love him. And you know what? I trust him. I'm willing to do anything for him, not because I think it's going to benefit me. You know, prosperity gospel. You know, I put a little more seed money in, and I'll be a rich man overnight, just like the televangelist is. I'll be rich as him. I'll drive Cadillacs. I'm not pointing at you if you've got a Cadillac. No, that's not what this is. Christian people sacrifice their lives and they do the will of God and they pour their lives into the cause of Christ. And the real reason is because they absolutely love him. Which came to pass on the day you believed on him. It's love in his heart. And you know what? Love in your heart gives you this hope, confident expectation. Things are going to be good. Because you know who he is? He's my best friend. He's not just a deity, not just the name of the one that we talk about at church. He's my best friend. See, greater love has no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. And the same one said, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. So I'd like to make a practice every day of saying, you know what, Jesus, I love you today. And I'll do anything you want. Anything you want done? I'll do anything you want. And that love is the healing element that makes the whole Christian life work. And it gives us hope. So, hope. You want hope? Okay? Hope based on grace, amazing grace. Take Jesus Christ as your Savior. Get the promises of the Bible that you're going to go to heaven and not hell, that your sins are forgiven. Okay? Hope based on grace, knowing that you're saved. Hope based on experience. Some of you are going through a real tribulation. Pray and keep on praying, even if he pulls the rug out from under you to try your faith. Do you know why he tries your faith? It makes it bigger. That's counterproductive. I mean, counterintuitive. Trying your faith actually will make it stronger and bigger. So hang in there. Keep praying till you get what under your belt. See, then the next time, it won't be so tough. You'll have that experience to give you hope. Then hope based on love. You know what a lot of folks need to do who came to church this morning? You need to either get with God alone right in this building. There are plenty of places you can do that. Or when you go home, you need to have a talk with Jesus where you basically say this. You know what? I don't know if you know this. But I sure do love you. You know, we heard enough songs today in the service to remind us of who he is. To tell him we love him. And that often is the problem. The love gets cold. I'll tell you what, get the love back. Get the love back. You know what? You'll have an optimistic view of 2020 because your best friend is hand in hand with you. He's in charge of the world. Love! Love! Fire up the love! Have that talk along with him. See, dear Jesus, I don't know if I've told you in a while, but I love you and I'll do whatever you want me to do. That's what my life is all about. And watch the hope come back that's based on love. Okay, let's bow our heads before we go home. Dear Lord, thank you for the book of Romans that helps us know how a sinner can be saved. And thank you, Lord, for all the rest that's in there, including chapter 5, that's about hope. Now, Lord, I pray that you restore our hope. And Lord, that you would help everybody who came this morning. Nobody heard this sermon, Lord, except for the people that came. So, Lord, you must have meant it for them. And you meant the verses, Romans 5, 1 through 11, for us to hear read today. Thank you for your love, and thank you for the hope that it brings to us. I'd like to ask you something before I close in prayer. Are you saved? Do you know for a fact, based on the Bible, that by the grace of God, through your faith in Christ, you trusted Christ, you have eternal life and peace with God? Do you know for a fact that you're saved? And I'd like to invite you to come to Jesus and let him save you. He's more than willing to do it. But right now, I'd like to ask you, who in the room would say, Brother Flanders, I need a lot of help in my Christian life, but I am a Christian. I know for a fact, based on the Bible, that I'm saved. Would you raise your hand? That's good. Take your hands down. Now, I'd like to ask for somebody to let me help you by praying for you. Who would say, Brother Flanders, pray for me? Because although I came to church, a good church today, I'm not saved. I'm a lost soul, and I'd appreciate it if you prayed for me. If that would be you, would you raise your hand? I'm not going to point you out or embarrass you or make you do something you don't want to do. But I will up here in my heart pray for you if you'll let me. And you'll let me if you'll raise your hand saying, this hand means I need to be saved. Pray for me. Hold up your hand. Who would say to me now, Brother Flanders, I'm going through tribulation. And I've already started waiting on God, praying. Would you pray that God will sustain me by his grace, that I can pray this thing all the way through until I have the experience of God coming through? Would you ask God to give me the grace I need to keep on praying about this? If that would be you, young, old, male, female, member, or visitor, I'd like to pray for you, and I think it's important. And I will if you'll raise your hand right now. Hold on. There's several of you. Let me see who they were. Pray for me. All right, take your hands down. I'm in the middle of the patience part. Tribulation led to patience. I want you to ask God to give me the grace to pray all the way through till I have the experience of God coming through. Oh, Lord, build up your people. Help us to grow even through our trials and the trial of our faith. And especially these friends, I ask you, Lord, for each one of them, that you would give them the grace and strength to keep on praying even on this day. Help their prayers to intensify. Give them faith. Give them answers from the Bible. But help them to stay there waiting on you until they see you come through. We pray in Jesus' name with our heads bowed and our eyes closed. Now, you know I'm just preaching this sermon all the way through. But I'm asking you about the different parts. Who would now say to me, Brother Flanders, I need to have that talk with Jesus that you just mentioned. I need to have a talk with him about love, about me loving him. And I need to have Jesus Christ on this day reignite the fire of my love for Jesus. That's what I need. Pray for me. Would you raise your hand, please? That's a decision as well as a prayer request. Take your hands down. Now, could we all stand up? We'll just stand to our feet. Pastor Roberts, maybe some others will be standing in front.